Hey, what's up? Come here real quick. So, what'd you think? What do I mean? I'm talking about the party this weekend, stupid. Oh God, you passed out pretty quick. I can't even remember how many drinks you had. It's a good thing your parents were out of town for the weekend. I doubt you'd even be here right now if they found out. But honestly, that was such a great fucking time. I know you don't get out of the house often, but I really wanted you to come because it's our senior year and you only live once, you know? Shit. Hey, meet me in the parking lot after school. There's something we need to talk about. Hey, there you are. I'm surprised you didn't forget. You got the memory of a goldfish sometimes. I'm just kidding. Okay, but listen, please. I have something really important to talk about. We've been classmates for a few years now, and I feel like I've gotten to know you pretty well. I mean, you only got here sophomore year, and I've known everyone else here my whole life, but still, you're pretty memorable. Anyway, it's just that I've just been meaning to ask you for the longest time. Are you in love with me? Because I think it's kind of obvious. What? Nothing to say? Oh, that's cute. I don't blame you for being shocked, but did you really think I wouldn't find out? Every day, I walk down the hall and I see your eyes on my tits. I think I don't notice. You're lucky you get to sit behind me in biology and look at my fine ass in these tight pants. Don't think I didn't notice that, too. Oh. And don't get me started about how you sweat when I come around. I can practically hear your heart beating out of your chest. Your knees get all shaky. Then you bite your lip a lot, too. So, yeah. Obvious, right? It's just too bad Ryan is my boyfriend. Talk about a real man. He knows how to dick me down so good every single night. And he treats me like a goddess every single day. I bet that makes you furious, doesn't it? Knowing that you're falling in love with a girl that you will never have. Knowing that no matter how hard you try to move on from me, I will always be stuck in the back of your mind. And don't even try to deny it. I'm the hottest girl you've ever seen. I got the prettiest face in the whole school. I know every boy in this entire place wants me in their bed. But you seem to want it the most. It makes me wonder. How often do you think about me? On the daily. I bet you're thinking about slipping these clothes off me right now. One hand on my back. One running through my hair. Little kisses on my neck. Is that what you want? Or would you rather have me be the dominant one? Make you my little bitch and let me have my way with you? what's wrong? Are you getting nervous? Well, then, you're probably going to want to sit down for this. Ooh. Do you remember this? Oh, no. Oh, yes, it is, sweetheart. This is one of the little fantasy stories about you and me that you would write to yourself during class. You know, I gotta say, you are extremely creative, especially when it comes to writing stories. Really exceptional work. Just dumb luck, really. One day, I found this little beauty laying on the ground just outside your locker, and I just knew it was going to be useful somehow. Let's read it together, shall we? There goes Diana again, looking absolutely gorgeous today. There is never a day where I don't go thinking about her. Oh, that's so sweet. This girl affects me in ways that nobody in this entire world can. Sadly, I feel like she just sees me as one of those regular guys that just want to get inside of her panties. My hero. Ah, but I am much more than that. I could treat her so much better than her boyfriend. I could give her everything she needs and treat her like the queen she is. That is just adorable, right? Oh, wait, there's more. I just want to rip those jeans off her right now and fuck the life out of her in the middle of this classroom. Maybe we could do some super hot role play and she can show me some discipline. Oh, truly, just a breathtaking fantasy. So personal. It would be a shame if someone took this work of art and, I don't know, posted it on Snapchat. That could easily ruin someone's reputation, wouldn't it? I mean, someone like that probably wouldn't be able to step foot in this school without being looked at like some kind of desperate, perverted loser. Oh, really? You don't think I will? You honestly don't think I'll post this? Listen to me, boy. I could ruin your life with the touch of a button. People seem to like you. You're smart, nice, respectable. That's what I've heard, anyway. But guess what? I don't give a shit about any of that. I'll post this without hesitation. Oh, and I'll also tell everybody that you've been stalking me ever since sophomore year. You and I both know whose side they'd choose. Especially after your little jerk-off essay makes the rounds. After that... Well, who the fuck would want to be seen with you? You're such a fucking loser. You've always been a loser. I mean, look at you. This sad little story is the closest thing you've ever had to a relationship. How pathetic. It's not all your fault, I guess. I mean, girls have standards. They want a real man. A man is going to take charge and do what's necessary to please them. no matter what. And you, my little fucking toy, are no man. Oh, I also forgot to mention this to you. While you were passed out at my party Friday night, I had a little fun with you while you were unconscious. What do I mean? Hold on 1 second. It's on the cloud too, so don't do anything stupid, okay? Good. Take a look. Surprised? You should be. I gotta say, you're really sexy when you're naked like that. Yeah. It wasn't hard to get these pictures, by the way. You're such a lightweight. You really can't handle your GHB. Yep, just one drink and you were out like a light. Crazy, right? But thankfully, you were such a good boy that when I told you to sleep it off in the guest bedroom, you just obeyed. From there, it was easy. This is just a little insurance, that's all. I don't plan to show anybody any of this, if I don't have to. And that's really up to you. Why am I doing this? Are you fucking serious? From the minute I found that paper of yours, I've been planning this. Because it's fun. It's just too much fucking fun. Oh, shut the fuck up. Stop begging, you little shit. That isn't gonna help you. It's just pissing me off. No, see, the only thing that you can do at this point is to do whatever I say. Whenever I say it. For example, Miss Mary gives us a shit ton of homework one night and it's all due the next day. That's where you come in. You're going to do every single fucking bit of it for me. For the rest of the year. Just drop it off in my locker the morning it's due. Easy as that. Well, the teachers absolutely cannot find out, so you'd better start learning to copy my handwriting as best you fucking can. As if your reputation depended on it. If you want to take a minute to grieve for your dignity, I can wait. It's fine. You won't have time for dignity anyway. Not with your new workload. You'll be doing all of my essays, projects, online assignments, really any other type of work I get. You'll be my slave for the rest of the year, won't you? Serving me like the worthless little boy you are. Well, on that note, I've got more important shit to take care of. I'll get you my assignments tomorrow morning, and you can start from there. And just remember, your life is in my hands. Literally. See you later. Slave.